wake you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But, I was just wondering if you could come pick me up. My friends left me at this party like an hour ago, and my brother's at his girlfriend's house like 2 hours away. You're all I got. Yeah, I'm at this party and these guys have been really gross. I saw them put shit in a drink and try to give it to me, and when I wouldn't take it, they started saying all this nasty shit, and then they got kind of handsy, and no, I'm outside on the sidewalk, but it's cold, and I'm a little worried they'll come outside. Yeah, I can text you the address. Oh, thank you so much. You're a lifesaver. Yeah, I'll see you in a bit. Hey, thank you so much. I mean, I was about to start walking home. Huh? No, I'm not drunk. I didn't end up having anything to drink. I really didn't trust a single cup in that house, if I'm being honest. No, I know. No need to lecture me. First rule of going to a party is don't go alone. And I didn't. I had a friend bring me. She left me to go home with her boyfriend. No, she's not normally like that. She was drunk. She wasn't thinking clearly. Listen, if I wanted a lecture, I would have called my brother. It's not my fault they were assholes. I didn't take anything they gave me. I just... I'm a little nervous. Well, they were being creepy to me before my friend left, and I saw them talking to her, and she wasn't exactly in the best state of mind. I'm just a little worried she may have given out my address. I don't know, this seems like the start of a Criminal Minds episode, you know? I don't want to go home alone. Well, usually I'd make James stay with me, but he's not exactly close enough for me to ask him to stay tonight. Wait, really? You'll let me crash at your place? I mean, I don't want to be a bother or anything, but... No, I know. Yeah, you've known me since I was like 8. I get it. I'm like your little sister. Maybe I'll finally make you watch that musical you've been pushing off. No, I definitely think we should watch that. Alright, I think I'm all set down here. Thank you so much for the blankets and pillows. What? No, I'm ready to go to bed. Aren't you? It's like 2 a.m. and I woke you up. You have to be exhausted. I was joking about the movie. We don't actually have to watch. No, seriously, if you want to, we can watch it tomorrow. Dude, it's 2:30 a.m. I'm going to sleep. No, come on. Get off the couch. I gotta sleep there. I'm serious. I'm going to bed. Fine. You know what? If you won't move, then I'll just lay on you. Good night. Sorry, what was that? I'm asleep. I can't exactly hear you. Don't call me a brat. You did this to yourself. You know how seriously I take my sleep. You know, I don't think I will get up. You're pretty comfy, actually. I like being on top of you. I didn't mean for it to come out like that. Wait, what are you... Ah, what the... What the hell? Well, I'm glad you've experienced being on top of me. Can you get up now? And why not? What? No, you definitely meant for it to sound like that. No, I don't mind you on top of me. I just, that sounded a little, No, don't worry about it. I did it first. We're in a little bit of a compromising position. I didn't say you had to get off. I was just pointing out that you're practically pinning me to the couch. And I'm not complaining or anything. No, actually, I kind of like the view of you on top of me. You heard me. I like looking up at you. Yeah, I know how that sounds. I meant it like that. No, don't apologize. I've been wanting you to kiss me for a while now. Well, let's see. How long have you been hanging out with my brother? Exactly. It's been a while. You're okay with this, right? Yeah? I'm just making sure. I know you kissed me, but don't give me attitude, or this will be as far as we go tonight. Well, I mean, I was hoping something else would happen. Only if you're okay with it, of course. I'm perfectly fine to just stay here and keep kissing you. Though, judging by the way you're playing with the waistband of your pants, I'd say you have other ideas. Here, let me take them off for you. You know, I like you much better without pants. I really do. You know, I do love this. But I'd love to be kissing somewhere else. Come here, flip over. Yeah, I gotta be on top for this. What? I've been tiptoeing around it for years. Might as well just come out and say it now. Your thighs are just so pretty, but I'm a bit more interested in what's in between them. Wrap your legs around my head. No, I'm okay. Put your hands in my hair. Yeah, mess my hair up a bit. the smart ass comments aren't done, just put on pause. Wait, slow your hips down. No, everything's fine. I promise. I love this. I just... I want to enjoy it a little. To enjoy you. So, can we slow down a bit? Thank you. What? Yeah, I can use my fingers. Of course. Anything for you. Let me just slip two in. Like that. Does that feel good? Yeah? Look at how pretty your face is. Fuck. Oh, I'd do anything for you. You know that? Oh. I can put my mouth back on your clit now. How does that sound? Good. I want you to come all over my face. I want to feel you come on my fingers. Like I'm a toy for you. Yeah? You're close. Do it. Thank you for that. Fuck, you look so pretty right now. We definitely should have done that sooner. Come here. Come lay down with me. Let me play with your hair. What? My brother? I just ate you out and you're thinking about him? No, I get it. Well, I mean, what he doesn't know won't kill him, right? We can worry about him tomorrow, but for now, can we go to sleep?